Let us start two lines at the bottom of the Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Rav Yosef Maikro, the Posik, is Meramez, how David HaMelech was Mesader, the Mulchomis, that he had Kedeged Umis Oilo. So the Posik says, Va'achre Achi Soifel, Beno Yohu Ben Yoyodo, After Achisoifel came Beno Yohu Ben Yoyodo, Vev Yosor, Vesar Tzvol HaMelech Yoyov, that was the Seder. The Gemara explains this now. Achisoifel ze Yoyitz. V'cheinu Oymer v'atzas Achisoifel ashe Yoatz b'yomi mahem kashe yishal ish b'dvar olikim. Beno Yohu Ben Yoyodo, so first they went, they approached Achisoifel. Let us see Rashi. Yoyatzim ba'achisoifel, eiza derech yelchu, how they should go to have mulchome, v'haich yatzivu matzev u'mashchis b'tachsisei marev mulchome. All the plans how to have mulchome was discussed and asked from achisoifel. And afterwards, v'nimlochim b'sanhedrin, noitlin mehem reshus, That was the Seder, and the Gemara brings the Posik, Hachi Garsine Maikro, Bache Achi Soifel, Beno Yo Ben Yeyodo, Vev Yosor, Vesar Tzvol HaMelech Yoyov, Achi Soifel Ze Yoyetz. I saw from Rabbi Avrom Yafin, he says, we have a Moiridike Limut from this Posik. He says, we would think, Bizman Azeh, there's no Nevuah, there's no Ruach HaKodesh. So a person, when he wants to do something new, he has to figure out with his head. But Bizman, David HaMelech, when one had an Urim V'tumim, so why did one need such a difficult procedure? Let him go right away to the Urim V'tumim, and this Urim V'tumim will be Matzliach, won't be Matzliach. Why did they need this whole Seder? So he says, it seems from this that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, B'chol Matzev wants, U'Berachticho B'chol Asher Tase, a person has to do according to his Seichel. That means if Achisoifel would tell them, Al Piderech HaTeva, they will not be Matzliach in the Mulchome, he doesn't see a feasible plan how to make a mulchome, so David would never go to have a mulchome in Shem Chemalanes. So step number one was, is it feasible? Al Piseichel Anushi. What does a person think? Is it possible to be matzliach in the mulchome? After the first hurdle, then they went to the Sanhedrin, and from Rashi and Sanhedrin it would seem really there was two shailas involved. Neitle mehem reshus. First of all, they asked the halachidike shaila. Are they, what they plan to do, are they allowed to do? And then they asked them, kideshi yispalalu alayim. They asked them for tefillin. After all this ishtadlis, so they did whatever they could possibly do, then they asked the urim v'tumim. That is the seder all the time, and that was the seder then also. Now the Gemara explains who these people were. B'nayol ben Yehoyada ze Sanhedrin. He was the Yavezden, so he's in place of the Sanhedrin. Ve'ev Yosor eilu urim v'tumim. This is the urim v'tumim. That was the Shaila. Would they ask the urim v'tumim? V'cheinu oimer, and it says in the Posik, U'v'nayol ben Yehoyada ala kreisi v'ala pleisi. And Rashi learns pshat, that Bnei Yohu ben Yoyodo, who was the Avezdin, he came in Seder before the Kreisi Yoplesi. And the Kreisi Yoplesi, according to Rashi, is the Urim V'tumim. V'loma nikro shmom Kreisi Yoplesi. Why were the Urim V'tumim called Kreisi Yoplesi? Kreisi shekursim divreyam. The things what they said were accurate. It wasn't a letter more, a letter less. It was kursim divreyam. Placey shemufloim bedevreim. That means one had to have ruach hakodesh to understand how to be mitzaref the yisias. And afterwards, after all the hurdles were covered, they went over them, then they went to Yoyev, Sar Tzvo, Lamelech Yoyev, to Tir Oysa Mulchomet. Zot Rashi, B'Noyo, Ben Yoyodo, Zesan, Hedrin, Shoya Av Bezn. Noyo was the Av Bezn. V'chein Hu Oymer, B'Noyo, Ben Yoyodo, Ala Kreisi, V'Ala Pleisi. Rishon v'koydem lahem. B'Noyo ben Yehuda came before the Kreisi u'Pleisi. Shebitchile noitlem rishus. And after they had the rishus, v'achalkach shoyalim, then they asked the shayla im yatzlichu. V'ev yosor eilu urim v'tumim. So Rashi explains, shekol yemei David o yanishal v'ev yosor. David, all his years till the safe, he used to ask Avyasar. Avyasar was then officiated as Kohen Gadol. Ad Mulchemes Avshalom. Till the Mulchome he had with Avshalom. Shashol Avyasar. V'loy Olsoloy. He asked then Ashayle by Avshalom. And he wasn't. V'loy Olsoloy. The Urim Betumen did not answer. V'shol Tzodik V'Olsoloy. Then he asked Tzodik HaKohen. Kedemrini B'Seder Oilom. V'Nistalik Oz Mina Kohune. And then Avyasar became Ois Kohen Gadol. Shekursim es divreyem, sheoimrim dvarim ktsuvim. They say a explicit amount of words. Ugemurim shelo yifchesu v'lo yosifu. There's no added words and there's not missing a word. Sar tzvo lamelech yoyav, lahilech anshei amulchom. That is Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. What's he Taisvis? B'nei Yol Zeh Sanhedrin. So Taisvis says, Misvoro Oymer Kein, that B'nei Yol Ben Yehuda, he was the Abbezin, so Mistome, he was in the place of the Sanhedrin. Ev Yosor Eilu Urim V'tumim, that he brings a raya from a posik. V'chein hu Oymer, U'b'nei Yol Ben Yehuda, Ala Kreisi V'Ala Pleisi, Al means before, Kloima hoya koidem lahem. He was before the Urim V'tumim, and Kain Urim V'tumim hoya ache b'noyo. So it seems when we brought the first posik, I as yet do not know that if Yosa was the Kain Dodu. So that he brings the second posik, the second posik says that b'noyo ben Yoyoda was before the Kreisi of Lacy, so now I'll understand that what it says in the previous pasuk, but Yob and Yod of Avyosa was the Kohen Gadol, and that him he was asked the Shaila that he should be Shaila in the Urim V'Tumim. In Kain Avyosa Shohuskar Acher B'Noyo, Avyosa that is mentioned after B'Noyo, Hainu Urim V'Tumim Kach Perish Rashi. This is how Rashi learned Pshat in the Gemara. V'Taim LePerushoy. So Taisvis asks, according to Rashi, why does one have to bring a raya that Avyasa was the Kohen Gadol? Pshitid Avyasa Kohen Hoya b'mei David. Shloi Hoya Kohen Acher. There wasn't another Kohen around. Shekulam Nelgu b'noi v'ira Kehanim. When Shaul HaMelech killed out the city of Noi, so all the Kehanim got killed. So the only one that was left was Avyasa. So why did he have to bring, and B'Noyo Ben Yehuda, he didn't bring a raya. That, you knew that he was the Avbezin. So why did he have to bring a raya that Avyosa was the Kohen Gadol? V'lomo tzorich raya olei. Why do you have to bring a raya on Avyosa? V'oi, the second kasha, legilses akuntaris, the way Rashi is goiris, and our Gemara is according to Rashi's gilse, B'Noyo Ben Yehuda, Rashi brings down a posik, V'achei achi soifel b'noyohu ben yoyodo. So Taisvis asks, Ein zeh ha-posuk b'shum mokim. There is no such posuk in Nach. There's no such posuk that says, V'achei achi soifel b'noyohu ben yoyodo. What does it say in the posuk? We'll see the Rabbeinu Tam brings down the posuk. L'chach goris Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is goris in our Gemara. The way it says in the Pasuk, and in the Pasuk it says as follows. V'achrei achi soifu, after achi soifu, Yehoyada ben Benayahu. Yehoyada was the son, and Benayahu was the father. Ze Sanhedrin. This is the Sanhedrin. V'chein hu oimer. And now the Gemara is proving that Yehoyada was the Yavbezdin. Because there's another passage that says, Ubnayahu ben Yehoyada. That means, Benayahu was Yehoyada's father. So there's another passage that says, Ubnayahu ben Yehoyada ala kreisi vi ala placi. Benayahu ben Yehoyada was over the kreisi u placi. Upeirish Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam explained, what does kreisi u placi mean? The kreisi u placi heinu Sanhedrin. Kreisi and placi is the Sanhedrin. Shekersim divreyem la'amitam. Whatever they say is emes, u placi shemufloim b'hoira, k'may mufle shebebezn. But they're g'doylem b'hoira. So the Gemara is bringing the Pasik to prove that Yehoyada ben Benayahu was an Avbezdin. And what is the proof? The proof is because his father was an Avbezdin. So Tosfos asks, Vim Toima Eichi Poshit Yehoyada ben Benayahu mi Benayahu ben Yehoyada. So what's the proof? Maybe his father was the Avbezdin, but he wasn't an Avbezdin. I can assume that if the father was an Avbezdin, Mustome, he was the Mamalei Mokim of Oviv. So therefore, that's why it is necessary to bring the Raya that his father was in the Sanhedrin. The father was ala kresiv ala plesi, which means Sanhedrin. And therefore, I can assume that Yehoyada ben Benayahu was also the Sanhedrin. That's the end of the sugya. Omar Rav Yitzchok bar Ade, v'omri lo Omar Rav Yitzchok berei de Rav Idi Maikro. We mentioned on Rav Gimel Amid Beis that there was a harp or a violin over the mita of David HaMelech. And he used to wake up because of the music that played when it became Chatzoy. Where do we see that there was such a thing? The pasuk says, Ura kevoidi, ura hanevel v'chinoir, o ira shocha. The Rashi explained, Maikra de kinoir yetoli lemailo mimitoso yimoir. Where do we find such a pasuk that he used to wake up from the kinoir? Ura kevoidi. Al tischavdi b'shine kishal melochim, that you should not be chayish on your covet, and you shouldn't sleep as long as other melochim sleep. Or ira shocha, I'll wake up the shachar. Shal melochim, by other kings, ha-shachar ma'oiriron, they're awake, the shachar wakes them up. Ba'ani ma'oirir es ha-shachar, I wake up before the shachar, before the morning. The Gemara before had asked the Shaila, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Kachatzois halayla. When he was speaking about Makis Bechoiris, so he didn't say a positive lotion of Chatzois halayla, he said, Kachatzois halayla, more or less or around Chatzois Makis Bechoiris will occur. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. So it would seem Moshe Rabbeinu was not clear when Chatzos was, so therefore he said a vague loshen, ka Chatzos. So the Gemara asked a shayle, David HaMelech said Chatzos laila okum lohidish lecho. So David HaMelech could figure out when Chatzos was, and Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't figure out. So one teretz was, we learned at Avkimel Amid Beis, that was the purpose of the kinner. The kinner told him when Chatzos was. Rabbi Zeira Omar, Moshe Loilam Aviyoda. Moshe knew when Chatzos was. V'David Nami Aviyoda. And David also knew. So if David knew, so why did David need the kinner? The kinner, the David Aviyoda, kinner Lomalei. Why did he need the kinner? Not to tell him when Chatzos was, Lis Urei Mishinose, to wake him up from his sleep. So the Mefoshim explained Rab Zeiris Lishitosai. Rab Zeiris said that the first half of the night, Hoyom is Namnem Kasus, he was also Isaac in Divrei Torah. But his askus was, he was misnamnem, he was half asleep. So he needed the curl of the kinner to wake him up. So therefore, not to know when chatzos was, he needed to, something to refresh him, to wake him up. So therefore, that's why he needed the kinner. If Moshe Rabbeinu also knew when chatzos was, so why did he have to say kachatzois, a vague lotion around chatzois? So the Gemara answers, Moshe kosovar shemo yitu atzagdine pare. Maybe the chachomim of pare will make a mistake. V'yoymu Moshe badoyu. And they'll say, Moshe is making a mistake. That means, if according to their cheshbonis, they'll think chatzois occurred a second earlier, and they'll see it's chatzos, and lamaise the makid did not occur, so they'll be toilah. So we see Moshe Rabbeinu is not saying a davar mipi Hashem, it's hasharis, and here we made a mistake. So therefore, in order to assure that they shouldn't come to such a conclusion, therefore he said kachatzos. The Omar Ma Lamad Lashain Khaloimar Aina Yadeya Shemba Tispade Vitayaches. That a person should be ruggled to say he's not sure, because maybe someone else might think he has a kash on him, and the other person will prove through his kash that he's wrong. So therefore, if one will say Aina Yadeya, he'll avoid these problems. The Mefarshim explain that Moshe Rabbeinu said, B'shem Hashem, Koi Omar Hashem, Hashem said, Kachatzois Alaylo. So the Chayre Dishayil is, Hashem didn't say that. I mean, Hashem said, Kachatzois Alaylo. So the Mefoshim say, no, this is Koi Omar Hashem, because this is the Rotten of Hashem, L'mad L'shoin Choloi Mareini Yedeya. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants that a person should not say a Loshin, which another person will think that he's making a mistake. So this gufa is the rotzin of Hashem. So therefore he was able to say, Koyamar Hashem, kachatzoi salaylo. Rav Ashi Omar, another teretz, why it says the loshin kachatzoi. Bepalge urte betleiser nagi arbeisa havekoi. Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking to Klal Yisrael the night towards the 14th day, Oil Abosso, and he told me, he was speaking to them chatzois, V'hochi koma Moshe l'Yisrael, Oma HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Rebbeinu Shalom told me, L'mocho kachatzois alayla ki yoidna ni yoitzi b'soich Mitzrayim. While he was speaking to Klal Yisrael, so it was then the time of chatzois, so he told them kachatzois, just like now is chatzois, so tomorrow at this time, it will occur makis b'chayla. Rashi, Shemo yitu at the digne paro, imani yoidei lechaven ashot, I know how to figure out the exact time, heimenem yoidem lechaven ashot, but the atzadine paro don't know. V'koidem sheyegia chatzois, yusvurim sheyegia, they'll think that chatzois came, v'adayin lo ibo amake, and the make as yet didn't come, v'yoimru Moshe badoyu, and they'll say Moshe is a liar. Hilkach toiv lecha is loshen eini yedeya. So it's kibay to say a loshen eini yedeya, I don't know. So nama be meseches derech eretz, v'tei oches, tei nechas, v'nichshal v'dvorecho, that they'll prove that you made a mistake. Tleisar nagi arbeisar, leil sheovar shloisha oso, the previous night, where the chatzos already, so the previous night was the 13th day in Nisan, Lamachos Yagia with the hay will become Alba also, and will become there, become the 14th day. So the Gemara Vaita, Le David Shamra Navshi Kichosidan Oni. David HaMelech was mispowel to the Rabbeinu Shloilom Shamra Navshi, the Rabbeinu Shloilom should protect him, Kichosidani. Levi Berab Yitzchak. what was David the Melech's chassidus. Chad omar, kach omar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel olam loy chassid ani, I'm a chassid. That is his chassidus. Shekol malchei mizrach u'mayrav yishenim ad shalosh shoyes. That all other kings sleep till the third hour of the day. Bani chatzos laila akum lahodesh lecha. And I get up by chatzos. I don't sleep till the morning. I get up by chatzos. If you recall, we learned that Gimel Amid Beis, we hear a machloikis, the tzlach in the Shagis Aryeh. The Gemara said over there on the Pasuk, Kibmu einai ashmurois. David HaMelech said that he got up two ashmuris, which means 8 hours before the other malachim. So the Gemara explains that he holds according to Rabbi Yeshua, because the other malachim used to get up. Rabbi Yeshua holds this man Krishma is the Shor Shlishis, till the Shor Shlishis. So therefore, David HaMelech said, Kibnu einai ashmuris, I got up 8 hours, he got up chatzos, which was 8 hours before the malachim got up. So the Tzlach said over there, that what the Gemara said, that he holds like Rabbi Yeshua is not necessary, because the time when Malachim get up is not a machlekes. Everyone holds that Malachim get up, b'sholei shoyes. So the Gemara is lav davke. The Shagis Aryeh says the Gemara is davke vidavke, because David HaMelech was not comparing himself to the Goyish Malachim. David HaMelech was comparing himself to the Yiddish Malachim, to the Yiddish kings. So therefore, if this man Krishma would be by Hanetzach Hama, he couldn't say, Kibnu einai ashmuris, I got up 8 hours before the Malachim, because they also got up before the Netzach Hama in order to learn Krishma. That's what the Shagis Aryeh said. But from this Gemara, it would seem that David HaMelech was comparing himself with the Goyish Malachim. All the malachim of the world, yishayinim at sholei shoyis, v'ani chatzis layla okum lohidis lecha. That was the chassidus of David HaMelech. V'idoch kach omar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The other man, the Omer, said, David said his chassidus like this, Ribbono shel olam. Loi chosid ani, shekol malchei mizrach u'mayrav, yoishvim agudeis, agudeis b'chvoidav. The malchei mizrach u'mayrav, they sit together in groups, b'chvoidav, v'ani, and I'm busy with other things. Yodai meluchlocheis b'dam, u'bishvir, u'bishilya. We'll see what this is in Rashi. Kedei laha, l'tayer, isha l'bailo. I'm busy paskening shailas. V'loi oi, ela kol mash ani oise, ani nimlach b'mifi boishes. Whatever I do, I ask mifi boishes if I did right or if I did wrong. Ani nimlach mifi boishes rebi. V'oi maloi, and I tell him, mifi boishes rebi, I ask him, yofo danti, yofo chiyavti, yofo zikisi, yofo tiharti, yofo timesi. Whatever I paskin, I went over to Mephibosheth and I asked him if he agrees with the Psak. And that's what I did. And that was the chassidus of David HaMelech, who explained this soon. Now the Gemara starts speaking about the name of Mephibosheth. Tone loy Mephibosheth shmoi, elo ish boishes shmoi. His real name was Ish Boishes. The Lama Nikra Shmai Mephibosheth. Why does the Tosu call him Mephibosheth? Shaya Mevayesh Pnei David Bahaloch. Oh. Omar. Oh, yeah. Lama Rabbi Yeshua Berei De Ravidi Maikra. Vadabra Veid Veisecha Neged Melochim Veloi Eivosh. That he would speak in Divrei Teire Neged Melochim and Malki Rabbonon. He would go over to Mephibosheth Veloi Eivosh. And he wasn't ashamed to ask Mephibosheth if he was correct or not correct. Tome loy Mephibosheth shmoi, elo ish boishes shmoi. His correct name was Ish Boishes. V'loma nikra shmoi Mephibosheth. So why does the pasuk call him Mephibosheth? Shoyim avayish p'nei David b'haloche. He was Mevayish, the Pnei David Baloche. David used to ask him, Shailos, we'll see in Rashi, and he told David, you're wrong sometimes. Lefichach zoche David v'yotza mimenu kilo. So David was zoche to a son, that's called kilo. It's a Shmere Gemara, we'll try to explain the Gemara soon. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan, loy kilo of Shmoy. The name of David's son was not kilo. Elo Daniel Shmoy. His name was Daniel. V'lama nikra Shmoy kilo. Why was he called kilo? This Kilov was very smart. Seems he was smarter than Mephibosheth, so he used to slug up Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth used to get ashamed. But all of them are shleime, b'chochmosoim, b'niim, chocham li becha, yismach libi gam oni. But David HaMelech said, Shleime HaMelech said, if my son is a chocham, so I'm sameach. He says, it would seem we got finally revenge from Mephibosheth. Chacham v'omer, chacham b'ni v'samach libi v'shiva chorfi dovo. Let us see Rashi. Yodai muluchlochais b'dam, sha'anoshim mareis loy dam nida. The women used to show him dam nida im tomei im toyer. Sheyesh marais dam toher beisha. There are certain marais of dam which are toher. The certain marais of dam which are tomei. In yodai muluchlochais bedam. There is a shitas habach in Yeredeya. The bach shita is that when a rov looks at a mara of dam, and he wants to figure out if it's a kosher mara or it's not a kosher mara, he should not look at the mara when the mara is still wet. He should wait till it dries up, and then he'll be able to judge the mara if it's a mara tahira or a mara tmeya. That is shitas habach. The Teiras Hashlomim brings a raya from this gemara, not like the bach, because it seemed David HaMelech paskin yodai muluchlochais badam. It seems David HaMelech, his hands used to get dirty, so it seems that the Marais dam were not dried up dam. It was wet dam. And David paskined already. So he brings a raya not like the Bach. The Tumim wants to verempfer the Bach, and the Tumim says as follows, that Bismana Shas, is Frat Bisman David HaMelech, they had a tremendous bekias in Marais dam. The Gemara relates in Bab Metzia, Rabbi Elazar bar Rabbi Shimon was able to paskin on a mare through the reyach hamare. They had a gewaldike bekias. That's what the Bach says, that we shouldn't paskin. We shouldn't paskin on the mare if the mare is still wet. That's bizmanenu. We are not the bekiim that they were then. It's therefore we have to make sure to see the mare of the dam after the mare dries up. The Gemara says in the end of Broches, the Gemara says, umitz apayim yoitzi dam. So the Gemara says as follows on this pasuk, kol talmid Shekoyis olof raboy v'shoysik. If a Talmud has a Rebbe, and the Rebbe gets in kas on him, he doesn't answer the Rebbe. He's soivul, umitzapayim, yoitzi dam, zoiche lahavchin bein dam tomei le dam toyer. He's able to recognize which is dam tomei and which is dam toyer. So the Arukis Abois and Agdomis says, this is the hemshech of the two Gemoras. The Gemara first says the Chassidus of David HaMelech, and then the Gemara says, "My Mephibosheth shall ye machlim." He was machlim the Pnei David. He used to fashem him. What's the connection? This is the connection. How can be yodai meluchlochais bedam? How can one paskin only if he's zeichet to be mavchin bedam toyer ledam tami? You have to be a meirah de kiboki. So the Gemara says David HaMelech was qualified for this because that's the Gemara in Seif Brochis called Talmud. That is the connection with these two Gemaras. Ubishvir, hu oyer havlat, this is the skin of the vlad, shahatzomais, vagidim, vahabosol, nitzurim besoichoi. That the bones and the gidim and the basal is protected, but this is the skin that covers the blood. V'yesh shvir she'isha yesheves olav yimei tumah v'yimei tareh. There is a shvir that already has a din later. V'eizeh zeh hamerukim. Meseches nidim mefarish lo, when it is called a shvir merukim. V'yesh shvir mole mayim v'dom. She'ein echoshe v'lad leishiv olav tumis yodis. There is a shvir that does not have a teiris vlad. So therefore, David the Melech had to be done each shvir bazunda. Ubi shilya. Shilya is the sack that the vlad finds itself in. This nan ain shilya b'loi vlad. If we find a shilya, the zikha was a vlad. V'hu kemin levush shavlad shoichei b'soichei. Besanya ain shilya b'chusa mitefach, the smaller shira v'shilya is a tefach, et chilosa kechut shal orev, in order to be metame, it starts off with the thickness of a horizontal chut when they, in the weaving process, so the thickness of the chut shal shasi, the one that went vertically, had a different thickness than the chut that went horizontally. V'soifo ketumis, which is a type of a peri, v'imibin oise lefon of lirois im yesh bo kishir, v'hez the shir of tumeh v'imasu yekeda shilyo, sh'narzikene, that we should assume sh'hoye vlad v'soichoy v'nimuach, and now the vlad disintegrated v'teishav olav yimei tumeh v'tarim lav. Zikisi v'chayavti, he asked, v'dini toire shayach v'dini momenis v'dini nefoshes, timeisi v'taharti b'ulches tumeh v'tarim. Mipi boishes, so Rashi says, mipi boishes, from the mipi boishes, bedvar haloche hayoitzin mipi, from the dvar haloche that came out from his mouth, hoyo boishes le David. So David used to get ashamed. Sheponim shoyo toya, there were times he made a mistake. Vu'oimeloi toiso, and he told them, you made a mistake. There's a moira de kipshat from the Smichas Chachomim. The Smichas Chachomim says, pshat and Rashi is as follows. David HaMelech never made a mistake. You know who made the mistake? Mephibosheth made mistakes. But Mephibosheth was a very smart person. And Mephibosheth used to prove to David that he's wrong. And David couldn't disprove him. That's pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Po'omim shehoyo toyo, that is going on Mephibosheth. There were times Mephibosheth made a mistake, v'hu oime loy ta'isa, and he told David, you're making a mistake. So that's pshat in the Gemara later. Later he had a son, Kilov, and Kilov was machlim p'nei Mephibosheth. So the way you look at the Gemara, like he fashem David and his son fashem Mephibosheth, we don't understand the Gemara. So the Smichas Chachamim says, very good, David was right all the time. And David was the maker. He tried, if Api Aloch, he held Aloch as Lekula, he was Metayer Isha Labailo, Kidei Letayer Isha Labailo. If there was a Koyach the Hetero, he tried to be maker. But he came to Mephibosheth, and Mephibosheth was able to disprove him, even though Mephibosheth was wrong. So he had to fall off from his Hetero. Later, when Kilov came, so Kilov disproved that one of Mephibosheth and said that he was wrong. So Lamaisa, then everyone knew that David was right the whole time. That is pshat in the Gemara. Lefichach, b'schu shahoye David maktin atzmai. Zocha v'yotah mimenu kilo. He was zoche to a child kilo. Elo Daniel shmoi, the correct name was Daniel. B'mokemecho doimer mishneyu kilo. The second child was kilo lavigai elashis novu. Abu Makim Acheraim, another place, it says, Vasheini Daniel Lavigail Bedivrei Hayomim. And why is he called Kilov? Shoyamachlim Pnei Mephibosheth. He Fashem Mephibosheth. So how is that? That is a lie in his name. Kilov. Machlim Ifashem Esharav Shohoyaov Bohiroi. The Proshis Drochim asks a shaila. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Elisha was nitrat me'olam habo, not the Gehazi, was nitrat me'olam habo, because he was kogoloi le'raboi bishmoi. The Pasuk says that Gehazi came to Yehoram HaMelech, and he told Yehoram as follows, Zoiso Isha Asher Ubna Asher Hechya Elisha. This is the woman who told him over the story that Elisha had made Chiyas HaMeisin. Zois, he told him, Adoini HaMelech, he was standing in front of the Melech, he told him, Adoini HaMelech, Zois Isha V'zubna Asher Hechya Elisha. He did not say Adoini Elisha, he said Elisha. So it was Koro Rabbi Bishmoi, he was Koro Rabbi Bishmoi, so therefore he was Nitrad Min Olam Habo. It was a priestess in Kvod HaTorah. Agabucha, we mentioned, the Mefarshim asked that we find that Uriah HaChiti was called Amoret B'Malchus. Why was Uriah HaChiti called Amoret B'Malchus? Because when he came to David, he said, Adoini Yoyo. He was speaking in front of David HaMelech, and he said, his general, Adoini Yoyo, so he called in front of the Melech, Yoyev, he called him an Odin, so he was called Amoret B'Malchus. So the Mephoroshim asked Akasha, so if Gehazi is standing in front of Yehoram, what's he say, Adoni Elisha, he's standing in front of the Melech. So the Mephoroshim answered, yeah, when you're speaking about a general, you forget about the titles, he's the Melech. So you say Yoyev, you don't say Adoni Yoyev. When you're speaking about a Rebbe, Melech, Ahim, Melech, Aher, you say Adoni Elisha. This Kvod HaTorah involved, so the Kvod Malchus is not mevatel the Kvod HaTorah. Al Kolponim, we learn out from that a person is not allowed to call his Rebbe Bishmai. So the Brosh Drachim asks, it seems he called Mephibosheth, he called Mephibosheth by his name, he went over to Mephibosheth, and he told him, Ba'omaloi Mephibosheth Rebbe, Mephibosheth Rebbe. So he called him by his name. Others want to say, since he mentioned Rebbe, so that's also sufficient. Others want to say it's only good if he would mention the Rebbe first. Adoini Moshe Kloim, he mentioned the Adnus before the name, so then it's good. But to say Mephibosheth Rebbe, that's not proper. So how is he allowed to go over to Mephibosheth and say Mephibosheth Rebbe? So the Proshes Drachim says a very interesting teretz. He says that's the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tane Lai Mephibosheth Shmoi, Ela Ish Boshes Shmoi. The Gemara says, I have news for you. His name wasn't Mephibosheth. His name was Ish Boshes. Why is the Gemara telling us this? What's the Geir? Speaking about Mephibosheth, you have to find out what his name was, because the Gemara wants to take care of this problem. How could David call him Mephibosheth? So the Gemara says that wasn't his name. His name was Ish Boshes. He didn't call his Rebbe by his name. Mephibosheth was a nickname. A nickname, there's no Isser. The Isser likrois Rabbi Bishmoi. Others shtel tzu, just like there's a Isser, hoiga Hashem bi oisi oiso. A person is not allowed to say the oisis of the Shem Shemayim. A person is not allowed to likrois Rabbi Bishmoi. So that's why the Gemara comes and tells us over here that his name was not Mephibosheth. His name was Ishboshes. That's one teret that the Achrayim say. There's another teretz that he wasn't Rabbi Muvik. So therefore, Bechlau, there was no Issa to call him by his name. So why does the Gemara bring this part? Loi Mephibosheshmoi, Ela Ish Boshesmoi. Because the Gemara wants to tell us the godless of David HaMelech, the Chassidus of David HaMelech. The Chassidus of David HaMelech was, the Pnei Yeshua explains, it's very interesting. The Gemara is telling us what's the Chassidus of David HaMelech. He woke up by Chatzos. He didn't oversleep. He asked Mephibosheth. That was the only Chassidus of David HaMelech. Mestama, there was more to that than these three mises. The Pnei Yeshua explains that the Gemara is telling us something special about David HaMelech. By a melech, we find there's an inyan of kvoid malchus. There's a din that one has to be mechabed amelech. Melech shemochel al kvoidoi, ein kvoidoi mochel. A melech is not allowed to be moichel on his kovid. Melech biyof yoytech zen, a melech has to look beautiful for the oilom. And David did the exact opposite. He got up, chatzais laila okum lohidis lecha. That's not the anhoga of malchus. Yodai melech loches bedam. And he went to Mephibosheth even though he knew that he would get bushes. He knew who Mephibosheth was. He was smarter than him and he couldn't disprove him. He knew he was right, but he couldn't. Vavo Pikein. That was the chassidus of David HaMelech. The chassidus of David HaMelech was that when it came to Av Hashem Shemayim, he was mevater on the Kvoid Malchus. That was his chassidus. The Mefarshim ask, what is the hemshech of the pasuk? Shamro nafshi ki chasidoni. It's very modern, like he's telling the Rabbeinu Shalom, Shamro nafshi, the Rabbeinu Shalom should protect him, ki chasidoni, because I'm a chasid. Why? What's pshat in such a sentence? So others say pshat that Vinish the David HaMelech felt that. He felt this was a chassidus, he felt this was lefnim mishur esadin. He was doing kineged what kvoid malchus is mechayit. So he was afraid maybe there might come some gaiva from this cheshbon also. So that what he felt he was doing a milsa the chassidus, he was afraid this might bring him to a midah of gaiva. So that what he said, shomro nafshi ki chassidon. Other mefarshim say pshat that David HaMelech was afraid of something else. He says, we find a melech, mitzad echot, is a very difficult schedule. He has the whole malchus on his head. It takes a lot of energy to control a meluche. Libach gisa, we find, so the melech takes care of himself. There's long vacations and thus, because to counteract the tremendous pressure and strain that the melech is under, he needs al koponim to tanugim. David the Melech didn't want to take any tanugim. Chatzis laila mokum lohidus lecho. We learned last week if he wouldn't have woken up at night, he wouldn't have any time at all to learn. He had to wake up at night. Is yodim luchlachis medam. There was no tanugim whatsoever. So he was afraid maybe al piderech hatevi won't be able to exist. So it was mispalu shamro nafshi ki chosid oni. Gemara says further, the David mikori lenafshe chosid. Did David really hold that he's a chosid? Vachsiv lulei hemanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chay. V'tono mishmei derab yoisi. Lomo nokud alulei. The Goyim explains as follows. The exact type of lulei hemanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. Rulei means imloi. That means he felt to be completely lost. Imloi hemanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. What was mechazik David? The emune lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. He was sure that he'd be zeiche lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. He'd be zeiche to olam haba. That is the translation of lulei. But there's a nekuda alulei. The nekuda takes away from the translation of the exact translation of the word. Lulei means imloi hemanti. That means I had a mune. And lulei means with the nekuda means loy hemanti. I did not have a complete amune. So we'll see the Gemara explains that there was in one nekude an emune, that tzadikim will be zeichet olam haba. There was no suffix in his mind about that. And there was a suffix to him if he'll be zeichet olam haba. Lulei amanti lirois betuv Hashem be'eretz chayim. V'tone mishmei derab yoisi. Lomo nokod alulei. Why are there nekudes on the word lulei? Amar David lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ribbono Shel Olam. Muftach ani becho, I am sure, she'ata mishalim schar toiv letzadikim losid lovei. I'm sure that you pay schar toiv for the tzadikim. That I'm sure about. אבל אין לי ידיעה אם יש לי חלק ביניהם אם לא, שמו יגרוי מחת. But I am not sure, no, sorry. ואין לי ידיעה אם יש לי חלק ביניהם אם לא, but I am not sure if I'll have a חלק in עולם הבא. So the tzaddikim will zikha have a חלק in עולם הבא. But I am not sure if I'll have a חלק in עולם הבא. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, one pasuk David HaMelech held, he was a bechina of a chassid. He did ma'isim lefnim mishur hasadin. And in another pasuk, he was misupik if he falls into the madrega of a tzaddik. It will be zeich et olam haba. So how do these two things stem? So the Gemara answers, shema yigrei machet. David HaMelech, when he said, Shomra Navshi Ki Chassidoni, he was on the Madrege of Chassidus. And in this Madrege, there was no Sofik in his mind that'll be Zoichet Olam Haba. But he always was afraid, who knows if I'll continue on this Madrege. Maybe I'll do a Chet later, and that Chet will be Goyim that I should lose Olam Haba. That was the fear of David HaMelech. The Tzlach explains, the Gemara says, Aloshen Shemo Yigroi Machet. That means, when David HaMelech said, Lulei Hamanti, as yet there was no chet that he had done whatsoever. But Afal Pikein, there was a suffix in his mind, maybe he won't be Zoichet Olam Haba, Shemo Yigroi Machet. Maybe he'll do a chet, and that chet will bring about that he'll lose Olam Haba. So the Tzlach explains, we see that David HaMelech did a chet. David HaMelech was nichshol b'Ba'asheva. So why doesn't the Gemara say, Shema Goram Achet? Why does the Gemara say, Shema Yigrei Machet? So the Tzlach explains as follows. When David, he proves it, that when David had said this posik, Shomro Navshi Ki Chosedoni, this was said after the chet of b'Ba'asheva. And after that chet, the Rabbi Nishlom had assured him, the Gemara told, the says in Shabbos, that Rabbi Nishlom told him that he was meichelim for the chet. So for the chet of Ba'asheva, he wasn't afraid that he might lose Olam Haba. But the fear was, Shema Yigrei Machet. Who knows if he'll continue with his sitke, Shema Yigrei Machet, maybe he'll do a chet. Where do we see that a chet can make a person lose schusim in aftoches? The Rabbi Yaakov Baridi Romi, ksiv hine anoichi imoch ushmachticha b'chol asher teilech. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam gave a haftoche to Yaakov Avinu, and he told him ushmachticha b'chol asher teilech, that his shomu is protected from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Uchsiv vayira Yaakov miyot. And when Yaakov Avinu found out that Esav is coming towards him, Yaakov was afraid of Esav. What is there to be afraid of if there's a haftocha anoichi imoch ushmachticha b'chol asher teilech? Shema yigrei machet. We see that a chet can be mevatel haftocha. Kidesanya. Now the Gemara is going to prove that a chet can do such a thing, and it can do such a thing. It says in the Posik, Ad Yaver Amcho Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzut Konisa. So the Posik speaks about two times that Yidden are going over to Eretz Yisrael. Ad Yaver Amcho Hashem. Then another time, Ad Yaver Amzut Konisa. Ad Yaver Amcho Hashem Zubir Yishoyne. This is the first time when Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael with Yahushua. Ad Yaver Amzu Kaniso. This pasuk is speaking about the second time that Klal Yisrael went to Eretz Yisrael. This was Bimei Ezra. Zu B'Yishniya. And the two Yavels are written one next to the other. Mikan Omru Chachamim. Ruyim Hoyu Yisrael Li Oseis Lem Neth Bimei Ezra Kederech Shenaslam Bimei Yeshua Binun. Klal Yisrael was Zoyche. That means this man was roi that they should be zeichet to come into Eretz Yisrael a second time, the same way they came the first time, but kibish mulchane. They shouldn't be dependent on the Yovesh to get permission to go into Eretz Yisrael. They should be dependent on Malchei Umeis Oilom. They should have been able to go to Eretz Yisrael B'Gvura. So why didn't this occur? Elo Shegora Machet. The Chet was Goyrim that they lost this Avtoche, even though there was Avtoche that they should be Roy to such a Bia, but they lost it because of a Chet. Rashi. Lulei emanti lirois chitzub Hashem, kvar tirduni mi yiroscho, kemo ishenema ki gershuni hayoim vistapeyach benachlas Hashem leima leich avoy. Nokod alulei, lidroish es hanekude. The nekudis are there that we should darshan the nekudishi mima'etes es mashmois akosu. Loimar sheloi dover boru hoye loi lirois betuv Hashem. Lulei is loshin imloi. That means that he was sure imloi shehamanti. K'may lulei alehei ovi. V'hoyoli. But why? Why wasn't he sure? Why is the nekudah memayet the lulei? Shemo yigrei machet. Tirutzu. Lo'oilom murzik biyodoi shu chosit. When he said this pasuk, he was still on a darga of a chosid. V'zeh she'asipek b'yodoy im yireh b'tuv Hashem. So why did he have a sofik? Yishoye yorei shemo yechto v'yigre machet meliris b'tay. He was afraid he might do a chet, and that would be goyrim, it should become bottle the after. Where do we see such a thing? V'yiro yakei shema acher avtoche chotosi. After the avtoche, he did a chet. V'chudesanye. Shachet goyrim shein avtochem miskayemes. The chet is goyrim, but the chet is not miskayem. Biyari shayne shebol bimei Yeshua. Biyishnik shalom migolis bovor bimei Ezra. Ruoyim hoyo Yisrael yosis lehem nes. Lovoy biyad romo. They should have come bekoyach without rishus. Elo shegora machet. Vloy holchu elo bishus koyrish. They went b'rishus koyrish, b'chol yemei malchei poras nishtabdolem l'koyrish, l'achashveirish, l'doyovish, v'achoy. The chet was goyrim, that they weren't zoiche, that this avtoche should be niskayim. There's a meiridik Rambam that explains one of the yesoides, atoire, which is negeya, this gemore. The Rambam in the Agdome to Seder's Roim, the Rambam also in Perik Yud and Hilchis Yisoidei HaTeire, explains there's a posik in Devarim, and the posik says as follows. The posik is speaking about how will Klal Yisrael know who is Anovi Emes and who is Anovi Sheker. So the pasuk says, "V'chisoymal b'lvavcho, eicha neidas adavar asher leidibrei Hashem." How could we know? This person will tell us one thing; another person will tell us another thing. How can we find out which one is telling us the truth or which one is not telling us the truth? So the pasuk says as follows. Asher yedaber hanovi b'shem Hashem v'lo yiyah adavar v'lo yovoy. If a person will, a novi will say a statement that this will occur, and it does not occur the way the novi said, that is 100% proof that this is not the Dvar Hashem. And the Rambam explains that all the falshe neviim, they had cheshbonis what the future will look like. For example, the Rambam says they could say that a year would come and there won't be any rain. And there'll be a little rain. They'll say tomorrow it's going to rain. It rained the next day. So that could occur by a chacham. That means he figured out that when it's going to rain or this is going to happen. So he made a mistake, a slight mistake. By Anovi, there's no such thing. The Dvar Hashem, ki lo yipol midvar Hashem arzo. whatever, if the Rabbi Shalom said this, it has to come out 100% accurate. And if it is not accurately the way the Novi has said it, that 100% proof the Rabbi Shalom didn't say it. The Rabbi Shalom doesn't go with Aloy. Everything is true. But then the Rambam says, there's a klal in this Yisoy. And the Rambam says as follows. Shehanovi yisnabe bitzorais umurois lo'om shehim chayov. The Navi comes and tells the Om that the Rabbi Nishon will bring a peronios, a punishment. Kigoin sheyazirein berov, oi cherev, oi shetehofeich artsom. He tells them b'shem Hashem that the Rabbi Nishon is going to bring this and this punishment. And afterwards, we have a Meiradike Moshel, Yaina. Yaina came to Nineveh. He said, B'Shem Hashem, that in 40 days Nineveh will turn over. In 40 days, Nineveh didn't turn over. V'ruchemu min ha-shamayim, v'omdu kol in yoneyem b'sholem b'shalv. In the Rabbi Shalom El Rachmonis, and nothing happened. So the Rambam says, Lo yivoda boy kozov hanovi. That does not prove that the Novi said a lie. Vein roi loimar shuhu Novi sheker. And one should not come to a conclusion. If Yoina said that Nineveh will turn over, Nineveh did not turn over, don't come to a conclusion that Yoina was a Novi sheker. V'shiyichayim misa. Why? Nesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu nichem al harov. The Rabbi Nishlom changed his mind. Why did he change his mind? Ef shishosot shuve. Or the Rabbi Nishlom has a different cheshbon. So that doesn't prove anything. Amo. So noch amo. So it comes that another emes can say something and also won't be nishkayim. So how does one know if one is a Novi Emes or a Novi Sheker? So the Rambam says the proof of the pudding is by a Nevuah L'toy. Aval im ibtiach b'psura is toivoy sheyishchatshu lizman kotzu. What if the Novi said a Nevuah L'toy? V'yoymar b'shona zu yiyah hashkeit v'shalvo. The Novi came b'shem Hashem and said, this year things are going to be wonderful. And it wasn't wonderful. There was wars this year. Or he said this year will be a plentiful year. And there was a hunger. We can be 100% assured that this Novi is a Novi Sheker. And that's what the Pasuk said. If the Dvar Hashem was not Niskayim, is Lamaise. That's proof that the Novi is a Novi Sheker. And the Ran in the Droshes explains this Aloch, and he says as follows. Really, Al Pi Cheshbin, there's no difference between a Nevuah L'Toiv and a Nevuah L'Ro. Just like the Rambam understood, a Nevuah L'Ro, if they'll do tshuva, so the Nevuah has to become bottle. Why, they're not deserving anymore of such a punishment. In the same light, if there's a Nevuah L'Toiv, and they'll become Rishoyim, so the Nevuah also should become Bottle. But the Rabbi Mishloim wanted a way to prove to Klal Yisrael that this Novi is a Novi Emes. So the only way he could prove it is by picking one Nevuah and saying, this Nevuah has to be Niskayim. So the Rabbi Nishlom didn't want that a Nevuah Ro should be Niskayim Lachalutin, because maybe they'll do Tshuva. So therefore the Rabbi Nishlom gave this cheshbon. A Nevuah L'Toiv, if there'll be a Nevuah L'Toiv, whatever will happen, the Nevuah L'Toiv will never become bottle. That was the Rabbi Nishlom's cheshbon. So we have a klal, a Nevuah L'Toiv will never change. So the Rambam asks Akasha from Agamore. Agamore says, Yaakov Avinu, Vayira Yaakov miyoid, vayetzaloi. Yaakov Avinu was afraid. The Rabbi Nishlam told them, hini anoichi imach, ushmaticha b'chayla shel teilech. So this was a Nevuah L'Toiv. So on the Nevuah L'Toiv, we can be assured, will never become bottle. V'aval pikein, the Gemara says, V'yira Yaakov mo'y shemo yigre machet. What did Yaakov have to be afraid of? On the Nevuah L'Toiv will never become bottle. So the Rambam says as follows. So the Rambam says, Amayra de Keteres. We mentioned before, al pi cheshbin, there's no difference between a Nevuah L'Toiv and a Nevuah L'Ro. Both are flexible. If a tzaddik did an aveira, the Nevuah L'Toiv should become bottle. If the Roshid, the tshuva, the Nevuah L'Ro should become bottle. Now the Rebbeinu Shlom needed one oifen to prove to Klal Yisrael who's a Navi Eben. He says, that's if you have a Navi for Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael has to test him to his Nevuah. If there was a Nevuah for Klal Yisrael, a Nevuah L'Toiv will never change. Masha Enkein, the Rebbeinu Shalom told Yaakov Avinu, Hinei Anoichi Imach Ushmarticha B'choil Asher Teilech. This was a Haftoche to Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov didn't have any stakes if this is the truth or this is not the truth. He heard from the Rebbeinu Shalom alone, Hinei Anoichi Imach Ushmarticha B'choil Asher Teilech. For this it is not necessary to make sure that Yaakov Avinu, Yaakov didn't have any stakes. A Nevuah to Klal Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael should know clearly if this is another emes, so a Nevuah L'Toiv can't be bottled. But a Nevuah for Yaakov Avinu, so this can become bottled. Therefore it says in Pasuk, Vayiro Yaakov Miyoy Vayetzalai. That is the Rambam's teretz. The Mephoshim ask Amoyre Dike Kashe on this Rambam from our Gemara further. The Gemara says, Ad Yaver Amcha Hashem, Ad Yaver Amzukaniso. So the Pasuk, this was already not a Nevuah from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam to a Yochid. This was a Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu said this Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that, by the Bi'ur Shniyah will be equivalent to the Bi'ur Rishonah. So what could be Gorem Achet? A Nevuah to Klal Yisrael can never become bottled. It's kasha, the Mizrachi yes, Lacha Mishneh, the Tzlach. The Tzlach says, I'm more the Keteret on this kasha. The Tzlach says as follows. The Rambam says, in Hilchis Yisoidei HaTeire, the Rambam says, that what Klal Yisrael believed Moshe Rabbeinu, was not because of the Oysois Umoivsim that Moshe Rabbeinu did, B'shas Yitzias Mitzrayim, no, that what Klal Yisrael believed Moshe Rabbeinu was because the Rebbeinu Shlom assured him v'cho yaminu lo'ilam by Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael saw that Moshe Rabbeinu is a Novi Nemon. Klal Yisrael witnessed it. By Moshe Rabbeinu there were no sveikis whatsoever in the amitius of the Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael knew Klal Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi Emes. So since Klal Yisrael knew Klal that Moshe Rabbeinu was a Novi Emes, so by Moshe Rabbeinu get eichnisht on the Klal that a Nevuah L'Toiv can never become bottle, because since we know that he's a Novi Emes, we don't need any Zaytik proof. So therefore by Moshe Rabbeinu it could become bottle. This is Amoyre de Keteres. Someone was Ma'oyre that we see the Achrayim that asked the Shaila didn't hold like this Tzlach. Someone was Ma'ira from a Meshech Chochmeh in Parshas Pinchas. The Meshech Chochmeh in Parshas Pinchas says as follows. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam told Moshe Rabbeinu, Lochein em Mo'eloi, hine noisen loch es brisi sholem. Go tell Pinchas, hine noisen loch es brisi sholem. So the Meshech Chochmeh asks a Shaila, Pinchas was one of the Nevi'im. Pinchas was a Novi. So why did the Rebbeinu Shel Olam tell Moshe Rabbeinu Lachain and Moyle Hini Noisela is Brisi Shalom? Let him tell Pinchas alone. Why does he have to go to intermediary? So the Meshech Chochmeh says as follows, if the Rebbeinu Shalom would have told Pinchas, so that Avtocha could have become bottle. That's equivalent to the way the Rebbeinu Shalom told Yaakov Avinu also. Hini anoichi imo chishmatiche b'choy lasher teilech achet kibim avato this avtoch. So therefore the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, if you tell Moshe Rabbeinu a nevuah through a novi, even though lemaise they won't be zeichet to the nevula type, and the nevula type won't become bottom. Al kaponim, we see from the Meshech Chochme that the Meshech Chochme held that nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu is not different than the nevuah of any other neviim, and the nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu also can't become bottom. So according to the Meshech Chochme, ishver agemore. So why by Moshe Rabbeinu ad yaver amcha Hashem ad yaver amzukani? So why did this nevuah become bottom? Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Meshech Chochme, is equivalent to all the other Nevi'im. There's another teretz on this kasha. The Lachem Mishnah says a different teretz on this kasha. The Lachem Mishnah says that there is a difference if a Navi says B'Shem Hashem or the Navi says Tam. If a Navi says B'Shem Hashem, then there's a halacha, it will never become both. If the Navi said Stam, even though we know whatever Moshe Rabbeinu said was Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but since he did not say it Beferish B'Shem Hashem, so therefore this Nevuah had a possibility to become Bottle, Kivin Shegorah Machet.